We're holding it Siman Tov Mem Bei Sif Yud. Dioy Shemuvushal B'Sheichar Soirim, ink which is made out of a beer that is chomet. It is a barley. Is made out of barley. Tahalocha is this ink is not considered chomet. It's posel achilas kelev. It is not considered food, and therefore can be used on Pesach. You can write with it in Chol HaMoed. We are not concerned that you will mistakenly put it into your mouth. Even if that happens, does not make it into chametz through the svar of achshavei. You are not using it as chametz by accidentally putting it into your mouth. Therefore, the halacha is mutter lichtof bo. Now, this is all assuming that the ink was made before Pesach. Since it was made before Pesach, so it was posel when the Zman Issa began, and therefore it never got it in chametz. But if a goy made the ink on Pesach itself, in that case it is osur. You cannot use it because it was not posel with the Zman Issa, and therefore once it is chal the Issa, it does not go away. Sif Yud Aleph Arevois Shalosh Mehem Chametz. These again, as we discussed earlier, these are bowls. They're wooden bowls in which dough is kneaded. The halacha is ein lismuch al masha roichetzim oison b'chamin u'minak bin achometz behem. We're discussing not using the bowls on Pesach, but even just to store them and keep the bowls, since the halacha is, as we've learned previously, that the chametz, the dough inside the bowl, is mitzaref, that we view it all as one piece, and therefore if there's a kezias, there is an ichi of beer on the dough inside the bowl. Therefore the halacha is ein lismuch hamashaloch tzanasun. You cannot rely on just washing it out and scraping it out, menakrin chametz behen, because it ki ef shalanakrin shelo yishar behen akol kezias. It's full of, the cracks are full of dough, and you just cannot assume that you got all the chametz out of the bowl. And therefore, hakli mitzarfoi. The kli puts all the chametz together, and you have a problem. So, what can you do with this bowl? The answer is tzarech litnum b'matona le'ein Yehudi ad lachar Pesach. One etza is you can give it to your non-Jewish neighbor until after Pesach, which means to say that you cannot give it to him on condition necessarily that he'll give it right back to you after Pesach. You have to give it to him b'matana as a present, but it's understood that after Pesach he will allow you to take it back. But in the meantime, you're giving to him as an absolute present. Ola tuchim betit, or as we've learned earlier, if you cover it with tit, with the clay, it is therefore also batal. It is not considered chametz anymore. The same thing applies, not necessarily the arevas, but any type of utensil which is also made of wood and has cracks, and you're going to run into the same problem. The halacha is going to be the same. But however, it all depends on the circumstances. If it is a type of kli, even if it's made out of wood, it doesn't have cracks, it's a small kli, it's smooth, and there aren't cracks, then, of course, you can clean it out and put it away. V'toiv lasus ken b'kelim shemanichem b'em kemach. The Rama says, you should also do the same thing with those kelim. These are type of baskets or that are used to store flour, kol hashana. And again, there's flour stuck in the different crevices and cracks, and it's very difficult to get out. And the same thing applies to the kelim used to store the bread. Here, although the Mishnah Berurah points out that yesh lahatminam, here what you can do is you can clean it out and you can put it away, because unlike the areva, since it is only crumbs, we do not say that the chashir is mitzaref. There is no, that's only by dough. And crumbs, it's not mitzaref. And therefore, you can put it away in a room which you will not enter into on Pesach. The same thing applies to a cloth that is used to cover a sack of flour. Lo mahani lo nir. It is not enough just to shake it out because it's very difficult to get the chametz out, and therefore tzrichin kibus. It needs to be washed. Kedei shtamish alav pesach, which means washing it very thoroughly with hot water and detergent, making sure that you got out any possible flour left over.